Celeste, would you say this radio thing is a calling? I mean, you know, are you called to do this radio hosting business?
Ideally. I mean, in the best of circumstances, yeah.
Well, how about music? I mean, you're a trained musician. Is that a calling for you?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't do music professionally unless you were called.
But do you make a living at it?
Not anymore, no.
Kara Hildebrand, is what you do more of a calling?
It is a calling.
You're a Presbyterian minister, ordained, doing God's work here on earth, right?
Yes.
Which is never done, I suppose.
No, it's not.
But sometimes there are just no jobs, right, Kara?
It can be difficult looking for a call.
And you've had that experience?
Yes.
You know, here's a question, Reverend. If you get laid off in the clergy, is it something like getting a call from the big boss upstairs?
Well, as a Presbyterian, I actually can't be laid off, but my salary could be reduced, and I could possibly never move again.
You're working again, right?
I am working.
Name your church, please.
The Presbyterian Church of Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Congratulations. So can we say, Kara Hildebrand, that you are someone who has ridden the wave of supply and demand in the spiritual world and kind of lived to tell the tale?
Sure.
Thinking about when those with a calling get a call from the boss.
Recession. Is it part of God's plan?
That's a great question.
Let's take a stab at that question on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, July 13th.
Well, the Reverend Kara Hildebrand there can't be laid off, but she had real trouble finding work out of school. Later on in the program, we're going to discuss the unique predicament of being an unemployed religious worker. Kara and some others are going to join us. That's later on in the hour. But let's first get a check of the morning's top news stories. There is a chance today that today will be the day that oil stops flowing into the Gulf of Mexico. BP has successfully placed a new, tighter cap over the leaking wellhead that happened last night and will begin testing it this morning.
In essence, they want to confirm that there's only one leak, and that is coming up through the pipe, that no oil is escaping from other spots in a damaged well.
LSU professor Ed Overton says we'll know in 6 to 48 hours whether it works. Meanwhile, the White House has issued a new moratorium on deep water offshore drilling. Depth no longer matters, but rig owners would have to prove they have safety plans in place. It goes before a judge.
Ugandan police have made several arrests this morning after two bomb attacks killed 76 people gathered to watch the World Cup final on television. They've also recovered an unexploded suicide belt at one of the sites. In Afghanistan, it's still unclear how three British troops died during a raid this morning. NBC News is reporting a renegade Afghan soldier killed the troops, while the Associated Press says it was a case of friendly fire. President Karzai has apologized to the British government after the reports of the deaths.
In Washington, Senate Democrats say they now have the 60 votes needed to pass the Wall Street Financial Reform Bill. We'll talk about that with Todd Zwillick coming up. Meanwhile, Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee say they want to wait a week before voting on Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan.
Businesses hired 4.5 million workers under a new program that provides tax breaks for hiring the jobless. That's according to a Treasury Department report out yesterday. It's unclear how many of those workers would have been added anyway without the tax break. And the Moody's rating agency has cut Portugal's rating by 2 notches. Both the euro and Portuguese stocks are down in the news. I think that has
nothing to do with the World Cup performance.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets are down. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 10,216. The S&P at 1,078 and the NASDAQ at 2,198.
As we said, and as Kara Hildebrand suggested to us earlier this hour, God's work is never done, but that doesn't mean recession doesn't have an impact on the clergy. Later on in the hour, we're going to talk about the predicament of being unemployed in the spiritual world and how where people get their spirituality has changed the employment picture for all members of the clergy. And coming up, we're going to look at the roots and characteristics of African terror groups like Al-Shabaab following Sunday's attack in Uganda's capital city of Kampala. 76 dead there.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.